Last February, Hartford, Connecticut had the nation's deadliest nursing home fire in 50 years. 16 residents died in the fire, which was started by a young patient with psychiatric problems. This incident and an ongoing investigation in the state of New York have prompted debates about whether nursing homes should house the mentally ill. From member station WNPR, John Dankosky reports.
Police say Leslie Andino lit her sheets on fire while playing with a lighter late at night in her room at Greenwood Health Center. As the fire quickly spread, it trapped more than a dozen people, from a teenager in a coma to elderly bedridden grandmothers. Andino has multiple sclerosis, psychological problems, and a history of drug abuse and brushes with the law. State Senator Edith Prague is a longtime advocate for the elderly. She says this is typical of a problem plaguing nursing homes around the nation.
We have no place in this state to put people who need care, who have a psychiatric illness. It's not the fault of the nursing homes. It's not the fault of our Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. There's a huge hole in our system.
A hole that was created when two large psychiatric hospitals closed down years ago. The specialized facilities expected to house patients in the community have never materialized, in part because of a state budget deficit that's been growing by the year. So in many cases, nursing homes are the only option. Roughly a third of the 150 patients at Greenwood have psychiatric disorders. At homes across the state, it's about 8%. So Senator Prague introduced a bill that would toughen the screening process for patients with so-called high-risk behaviors and would require nursing homes to provide special areas with staff trained to deal with psychiatric disorders.
If we had a separate wing in a designated nursing home, it wouldn't cost us anymore. We get 50% reimbursement for Medicaid. The training of the staff, how much would that cost? The cost would be negligible compared to what it costs to lose people like this in that horrible fire.
Just a handful of homes in the state already meet this criteria.
Mary Ellen Godbell, please call 40. Mary Ellen, 40,
please. The majority, I would say, of the people we have here right now have diagnosis of a schizophrenia of one form or another.
John Lombardo is the program director for the behavioral unit at Wintonberry Care Center, a sprawling one-story complex in Bloomfield. The new wing opened in March and looks just like the rest of the home. Two patients to a room, some in wheelchairs, others sitting quietly in bed. Lombardo says the 21 residents here are no more prone to violence than other nursing home patients, but they are kept from the general population by a heavy metal locked door.
And the code is changed monthly. It's to keep the unit secure.
The perimeter fence of the unit is alarmed, and staff has specialized training to deal with psychiatric patients, many of whom are younger, much younger than the residents in the rest of the home. Lombardo says the company is trying to meet a market need for patients who are homeless after being discharged from hospitals.
I really believe that this is a better way for some of these people to function. Very often they are unwilling to accept or come to terms with the fact that they have a mental illness. And when people don't want to really accept that, then they don't really see the need for treatment.
Lombardo says the structured programs and psychiatric services provided in this unit help patients understand that they do need long-term treatment. He hopes they can get the necessary tools to someday move back into the community. But some advocates for the mentally ill aren't so sure this will happen.
I don't think a nursing home is an ideal location for anybody with a psychiatric disability.
Jim McGahey directs Connecticut's Office of Protection and Advocacy for Persons with Disabilities. He sees the nursing homes using psychiatric patients as a convenient way to fill empty beds.
It's clear that nursing homes are becoming the functional equivalent of the back wards of the old state institutions that when they were in full bloom 20 or 30 years ago, housed an awful lot of people who were effectively being warehoused.
A 2001 report by the U.S. Health and Human Services Department backs this up. It found that many states don't keep good enough track of where psychiatric patients are living and how many are in nursing homes. And the industry has put out a warning. They expect to see more psychiatric patients in the near future. The generation of people who were deinstitutionalized 20 to 30 years ago are getting to the age where they're going to need nursing home care. Not for their mental illness, but for the same physical problems that begin to strike many seniors in their later years. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in Hartford.